Almighty God, we give thanks for thy justice, thy loyalty, and for being here among us. I pray that thy word will break through and make some sense of these, my words, comforting the afflicted, but afflicting in us all that is just too comfortable. And to thee be the honor, the praise, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. One of my favorite Bronx prophets is Yogi Berra. Of course, Yogi, you all know Yogi more for his Let's Not Let It Be a Deja Vu All Over Again. Well, Yogi also said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. So as we reach this fork in the road, what is the big show, the really big show, going to be for all of us here at Providence Presbyterian? A couple of weeks ago, I had a call from a buddy, a Vietnam vet buddy who I haven't seen in quite a while, but we have stayed in touch. And he said, Sergeant, I want you to talk to my son. And I said, sure. And so he said, I'll have him come up and meet you in New Haven. And I said, that'll be good. And so my buddy son showed up, attractive, good-looking, strong young man, made $1 million on Wall Street, living in Litchfield, Connecticut, Ridgewood, Connecticut, one of the Connecticuts. And he said, I got it all. I got a great wife. Terrific family, but something is missing. So he says, I'm thinking about the ministry. I said, yeah? He says, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. But as far as the local church goes, it's not part of the big show. So I said, Jack, what for you is part of the big show? He didn't know. So I said, probably the best thing to do is come on back in a couple weeks and we'll talk about what for you is part of the big show. I have not heard back from him. And that's very sad. Now, we heard in our scriptures today, and I tell you, some things were not good as part of the big show going on in the various lectionary lessons that we had. We know that, at least in Isaiah, and if we had read the other lectionary from Psalm 46 or from 2 Thessalonians, and we already know what was going on in, in terms of the gospel according to Luke. And there was the sound of weeping. There was the call, the hope of people getting out of crying for distress, infants living only for days, seniors not being cared for. Yet, new heavens and a new earth. Psalm 46 tells us that the earth is changing, mountains are shaking, water is rushing, nations are lifting up swords against nations. The kingdoms are tottering. The earth is melting. And in 2 Thessalonians, which we didn't read, but I don't know, is B here today? Beatrice? Beatrice! My sister, do you remember what you were learning as one of the lectionary four about Thessalonians? Well, sister, let's hear it! Where's Dan? Is Dan here? Dan, and what was Psalm 46 telling us about the big show? Well, Dan, just give me one. Pastor Chris? Luke telling us. Keep on keeping on, okay. As we search the scriptures together. And you know, it's not how we read the Bible, my brothers and sisters, it's how we allow with the power of the Holy Spirit to read us. How do we see ourselves reflected in the biblical truth? And I want to thank the lectionary for helping me out, although they are not accountable for the final product. What do we say? What do we say to John? What do we have to offer? And you know, we can't convince anybody about God, but we can, out of our own lives, out of our own faith, we can offer God. So I got 5 B's for you in terms that's going to help us get through and take on the big show and the big picture. Now, the first is this. Be thankful, rejoicing, praises. God is present. God is our refuge and our strength. If the only prayer we say in our life is thank you, that would suffice. sola gratia. And all of you, of course, know Latin. Does everybody know what sola gratia means? Huh? Do you want me to tell you, sister? Sola gratia means... That's right, my brother. Grace alone, sola gratia, that's what we are thankful for. That is one of the kernels of one of my mentors, John Calvin. Remember John Calvin? And at the heart and center of Calvin is sola gratia. And because of God's grace, we respond in gratitude to our brothers and our sisters. I have left undone so many things that I should have done, and done so many things that I should not have done. And I pray God to forgive me. At the heart and the center of God's grace and love for me, if I know anything from my credo, which is, credo means, I believe something which I give my heart to. And I believe at the very center of God's love and grace is a sense of humor. Because if God didn't have a sense of humor, I would not have a chance. That's no joke. Sola gratia, God is in charge. Be thankful. One. Number two is be loyal. One of the things that I learned growing up in the Bronx was three things: you stick up for yourself, you stick together, and you stick up for each other. Have good boundaries. Be able to say no. That is not right. It is not right. It is not just. No. It's not right. It's not just. No. You know, God answers our prayers in four different ways. No. I love you too much. No.
Not yet.
Yes. I thought you'd never ask. Yes. Here's more. God is loyal. He will never give up on us. He will never give us any more than we can handle. In loyal grace, God promises to always be with us. That means semper fi. One of the things that I did in the military, I was known as an airborne ranger. And there's a motto for airborne rangers: rangers never leave rangers behind. Be loyal as God is loyal. Never, never leave any of God's children behind. Be thankful, be loyal, and be just. Justice always walks love's talk. We are called, we are summoned to comfort the afflicted and to afflict those who are too comfortable. I think I shared with Presbytery yesterday a story of a Native early American Native American Apache chief and warrior, who at the end of battle said, "Pray and then move your feet in love and justice." The Holy Trinity, for me, of the Christian faith, they're all in it together. There's a synchronicity, there's a synergy that has to do with love, justice, and peace. Those are things that we can measure as we go on and through the big show together. And the way to keep the peace is to do love and make justice. What is going on in our world in terms of justice? Ten children are dying of starvation in this world every 15 seconds. Is that justice? Twenty military veterans are committing suicide every day. Is that justice? ~50% of our beautiful adolescent women are being abused by the time they are seniors. Is that justice? Young people are killing and assassinating one another in our school systems. Is that justice? Politically, what's going on? Nonpartisan. Bickering. Backbiting. About minimum wages. And immigration. May God save us. Be strong, also have courage is the third B, the fourth B. Thank you. You know what I'm going to do? At the Presbyterian the other day, John Merz, who was one of the co-chairs of the Committee on Ministry, There's a great preacher, Lyman Beecher, who said, "I have given the deacons permission to wake the preacher up if the congregation goes to sleep." Good one, huh? So let's be strong, have courage. The only thing that we really have to fear is fear itself. The opposite of love, my brothers and sisters, is fear. We are all called as Christians to live in but not be of the world. For Christians, it's fight and not flight. Because all it takes for evil to flourish is one man or one woman to remain silent. That means that Christians are always looking for trouble. Believe me, you're going to get it. Always looking for trouble in a prophetic sense. Always looking for trouble to help out those, the least among us. Faith is a verb, not just a noun. Okay, so we've got number one. First B is what? Fifth B is love. One of the themes of Presbytery yesterday was about love. So here's how we are to love. We are to love and be loving. We are to do love as radical Samaritan lovers. Always tell the truth in love. And if the truth for you is not in love, as my nanny used to say, pulpe mort. We are called, the purpose of the church and the mission of Providence Presbyterian, whether it's Providence Presbyterian or anywhere else, is to increase love of God and neighbor. We are called to walk our talk. We are called to, in fact, be Christians. So it's not only sola gratia, it's also ammo ergo sum. Anyone know what ammo ergo sum is? Can we all get it? Talking like this.
People who can't hear you aren't speaking.
I just follow orders. Last Saturday night, there was a water fire, and as you know or don't know, I'm involved mainly because my wife is one of the director of resources, so I get volunteered whether I like it or not. And last Saturday night was a water fires incredible, fires inspiring, a salute to veterans and their families. And for me, it was very special because, for me, it was inspiring, but also it was very emotional. Because one of the people who was honored there was a man named Frank. Now, Frank was 92 years old. He was a World War II veteran, and he was there with his friend, Brenda, who was 89. And so when I met Frank, I really had to go up and connect with him. And as I approached him, I had on some military gear, and he was all dressed in his Air Force green, 92 years old. Now, what Frank did during the war, he was a bomber pilot. And does anyone know what a B-24 is? B-24s were these large bombers that would go from London or from England to Great Britain. Britain to the Romanian ore fields, and then bomb the Romanian ore fields because they were in the hands of the Nazis. And I said, Frank, thank you for your service. And he said, Captain, Reverend, thank you for your service. I said, no. And then I also said to him, you know, I'm really thankful, Frank, that God was your co-pilot. He said, Reverend, you should know better. I was God's.